إزمة الجزائر لي ام اي جي دي زي زي اي ار ال واي دكتاتيك فور دكتور تمام محمد ديت اوف سيرفيس از January 25th, 2013. Patient's name is Clara Buckley, CLARA space PUCKLEY. Date of birth is September 15, 1962.
She denies any transportation. She denies any headache, any visual. She admits for
primary care physician, please copy the information from page 1, October 12, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit follow up. Next paragraph, reason for visit follow up. Next paragraph. Dear collision, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss Buckley in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, she is very patient. 87 years old lady with a vast medical history, significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, venous insufficiency, and asthma. She is in our cardiology clinic today as a follow-up visit. On today's visit, Miss Buckley is doing fine. She deny any chest pain, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, dizziness, or palpitation. She deny any loss of consciousness, lower extremities pain or edema. She is wearing stocking regularly for the past 2 months. For the past 4 months, sorry. She said that she is compliant to her medication and taking her medication regularly. Paragraph, past medical history. Number 1, hypertension. Number 2, hyperlipidemia. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4, venous insufficiency. Number 5, asthma. Next paragraph, past surgical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, social history. She denies smoking, drink alcohol, or using any illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history, insignificance. Next paragraph, allergy. She stated that she is allergic to penicillin and sulfa drugs. Next paragraph, current medication. Please copy the information from page 2, October 12, 2012. Next paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs on today's visit. Her blood pressure is 189 over 69. His pulse is 71. His weight is 180 pounds. Her height is 5 feet 4 inches. Please copy the normal physical examination template. Paragraph, diagnostic investigation. Please copy the EKG, DLCO, echocardiogram, carotid ultrasound, bresentin, stress test, labs, peripheral angiogram, venous Doppler ultrasound, holter monitor, ABI, aortoiliac Doppler ultrasound from page 3, October 12, 2012, and please copy transesophageal echocardiography report, renal arterial Doppler from page 4, October 12, 2012. Rough assessment and plan. Number 1, shortness of breath.
11,000 mile run.
On the last visit, the patient complained of shortness of breath.
How was that?
$11,000?
No, 11,000 for longest run, 11,000 meter.
And the last DLCO done on September 14, 2012, show an FVC of 178% predicted. FEV1 176 predicted. Period FEV1 over FVC 101% predicted, and DLCO was 103% predicted. And the last stress test was done on January 2012 shows small inferior lateral reversible ischemia, and the last echocardiogram done on September 14, 2012 show impaired relaxation that is indicated by the diastolic feeling better. On today's visit, she deny any shortness of breath or chest pain, so we recommended to her to stay on the same medication, and we will follow up with her in the next follow-up visit after 2 months. Next, number two, hypertension. On today's visit, her blood pressure is 129/69, which controlled. The patient did state that she is compliant with her medication, and she did state that she monitor her blood pressure at home, and usual the reading were mild elevated. We recommended to her to taking her medication and follow up with us and with her primary care physician, to take strict low fat and low salt diet. Next, number three, hyperlipidemia. She is a known case of hyperlipidemia. She is on simvastatin 40 milligram once daily. We recommended her to continue taking her medication regularly and to follow up with her primary care physician regarding this matter. Next, number one. Four, diabetes mellitus. The patient has been diagnosed with her diabetes mellitus. She is currently on glipizide 2.5 milligram once daily. We recommended her to continue taking her medication regularly and to follow up with her primary care physician for a target hemoglobin A1C of less than 6.5%. Okay. Next, venous insufficiency. She is a known case of venous insufficiency that she was diagnosed by venous Doppler ultrasound on in February 2012. The patient stated that she is using her compression stock not regularly for past 4 months. On today's visit, the patient doesn't have any complaint regarding lower pain or swelling. We advise the patient to continue using the compression stockings, and we will follow up with her in the next visit regarding this issue. Next, cardiopharmacogenomic DNA buccal swab to confirm genotype and aid in dosing medical metabolized by the CYP450 pathway. Next, thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Buckley. Our phone number has been provided to her to call us with any question or concern. We will see her back in our clinic after 2 weeks or sooner if necessary. Meanwhile, she is advised to continue to see her primary care physician for continuity of her health care. Sincerely, Major Jazal, MJD, Space, JZAERLY, medical student dictating for Tamam Muhammad. This is the end of dictation.